Flight into Disaster, Earl Stanley Gardner. When thinking about Earl Stanley Gardner, 1889 to 1970, numbers pop out that would impress even the most blasé. He created the most famous criminal defense attorney in literature, Perry Mason, when he published The Case of the Velvet Claws on March 1, 1933. And went on to produce 80 Mason novels, which, in all editions, have sold more than 300 million copies. Gardner began his lengthy writing career in the pulps in breezy stories in 1921, eventually producing hundreds of short stories, countless articles, more than 100 novels, and numerous nonfiction books on the law and, as a noted outdoorsman, on travel and environmental issues. At the time of his death, he was the best-selling writer in the history of American literature. The Perry Mason novels were the ultimate in formulaic genre fiction, with the lawyer taking on the role of detective to prove his client innocent at trial, turning at the end to point a finger at the real culprit, who generally broke down and confessed. The television series based on the character starring Raymond Burr was enormously successful for 9 years, running from September 21, 1957 to May 22, 1966, and showing in reruns pretty much ever since. The relentless popularity of the Burr TV series suggested it should be tried again, resulting in the 1973 debut of The New Perry Mason, a series of hour-long programs starring Monty Markham in the title role and Sharon Acker as Della. Generally criticized as lacking the power of the original series, it was short-lived. During the 1940s and early 1950s, Mason had a successful career on several radio programs, most notably a Monday through Friday afternoon serial with John Larkin as the lawyer and Joan Alexander as a cool Della. The novels had quickly become so popular that inevitably Hollywood wasn't far behind. A half dozen Perry Mason films were made between 1934 and 1937. With Warren William in the first four, with different female stars in each, including Mary Astor in the first, The Case of the Howling Dog, 1934, Margaret Lindsay in the second, The Case of the Curious Bride, 1935, followed by Genevieve Tobin in The Case of the Lucky Legs, 1935, and Winifred Shaw in The Case of the Velvet Claws, 1936. Ricardo Cortez and June Travis starred in The Case of the Black Cat, 1936. Then Donald Woods and Anne Dvorak ended the Warner Brothers series with The Case of the Stuttering Bishop, 1937. Flight into Disaster was originally published in the May 11, 1952 issue of This Week magazine.